This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You are part of the conversation, right? I don't have to wait. I know you're there. I know you're doing something. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you'll really get involved, get engaged, head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can, as I said earlier, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot you should be involved with. There's a lot you should be, I should say, paying attention to. Anyway, like I said, all right, let's just get rolling. I'm looking at these stories going, okay, which one should I do first? There's so many of them up here. You know, you look at what's going on in the news today when it comes to, you know, D.C., the swamp. I call it what you want. It is a swamp. They're all in it. They're all involved in it in some way, shape, manner, or form. I know some of my friends are going to go, you know, what are you, Republican friends going, what are you doing? Why are you saying that? What are you doing? Well, it's true. You know what I mean? Seriously, both sides have people that are bad. Both sides have people that should be indicted. Both sides have people that should be in jail. You know, I don't care what you say. All right, let's see what we got. Because there's a bunch. There's more than a bunch. Adam Schiff. You know, our buddy of all buddies. The gift that keeps on giving. The guy, he really looks, doesn't he look like he's extremely off? Not a little off, but extremely off. Now, Schiff pressured witnesses to say, witness to say, that Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Biden. Now, U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, when he testified before the Democrat Inquisition, there's no other name for it. They call it what they want, but it was an Inquisition. He told him there was no quid pro quo between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. Now, the president told him, President Zelensky told him there was no quid pro quo. Right? The special representative, Kurt Volker, told him there was none. But yet, they're sure there is some. And yet, Joe Biden tells him there was, and they don't believe him. They said there was none. So don't tell me they don't live in a backwards world. They don't live in an alternate universe, because they do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wasn't the answer the Schiff wanted, though, so he began badgering the witness in an attempt to get him to change his testimony. Volker refused. He was not going to be bullied by Schiff, a man who is a legend in his own mind, Volker kept insisting, that there was no quid pro quo, there was no Russian collusion, but didn't stop it anyway. They've authorized over $30 million for the Mueller report. They're buying a chairman would have been cheaper. Really, think about it. There's nothing. They have not been able to get anything of real consequence. And they'll never go after their own. We already know this. The Democrat House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff reportedly pressed U.S. Special. This is according to a report by the Daily Wire. Pressed U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, In a secret meeting on October 3rd, to say that the President Donald Trump pressured Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President, current Democrat, presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Now, Volker denied that was the case. He noted that Ukrainian leaders did not even know the aid was being withheld, and that they believed their relationship with the United States was moving along satisfactorily. But according to the Democrats, the Ukrainian president was lying. Come on, seriously, right? They had to believe he was lying, because why do they keep saying there was quid pro quo when everybody at the top says there wasn't right now? And if they really want to get, you know, I mean, they've been litigating the election of 2016 now for what, 3 years, three plus years? We're coming up on 3 years, exactly. Stop litigating it. Right? Stop bringing it up over and over. Stop, you know, you talk about corruption. So the president says, hey, I'm going to look at the corruption. And they get all mad about it. He must be working with them. This is definitely collusion in their mind. And they don't want to hear it. I mean, this all goes all the way back to, you know, they want the Sessions gone. He gets Sessions gone. They yell at him. They tell him, well, no, you try to influence the investigation. Remember that? Same thing with Comey. They wanted him gone. President Trump gets him gone. They get on his case because he's influencing the investigation. Come on, think it through. This is exactly what's happening. It doesn't matter what the man does. Even if they want it, then they don't want it once he does it. That is definitely another hit off the crack pipe moment. The allegations by the Democrats, they're claiming that Trump is guilty of engaging in quid pro quo with Ukraine, instructing them to investigate Biden in exchange for U.S. military support. Never happened. Schiff asked Volker whether he would agree that no president of the United States should ever ask foreign leader to help intervene in a U.S. election. He said, I agree. And that would be particularly egregious if it was done in the context of withholding foreign assistance, Schiff continued. Volker said, well, we're getting now into, you know, conflation of these things that I didn't think was actually there. And I told you. Schiff wanted Volker to agree that if it was inappropriate for presidents to seek foreign help in a U.S. election. I would agree to that. If a president wanted a foreign entity to engage and get involved against his rival, his challenger, that would be wrong. Not the case. If Joe Biden played with that election the first time, what makes you think he won't do it this time? Joe Mancini, your host. Listen in real time. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be watching, and you've chosen this one, and I very much, very much, very much appreciate it. More than you know. Anyhow, we're talking about hypocrisy. I could do this all day, every day, forever, right? The hypocrisy of the left when it comes to, you know, how they... Oh, my God. That's great. Somebody just sent me a picture of remember the Village People with the faces of all the Dems. Anyway, we'll do that more later. But you know, the hypocrisy of the left when it comes to how they treat Republicans when it comes to when they're in power. If we spit in a sidewalk, it's a federal offense for them, right? Now, I was talking to somebody today about the recent piece that I wrote about Congressman Katie Hill out of California's 25th Congressional District. She's one of the ones, along with plenty of others, you know, incoming congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople, that have decided that, you know, they're the new wing of the party. They're going to show you what morality is all about. They're going to show you truly what it's all about. Matter of fact, I don't know if it was Hill or AOC that basically said, you know, the days of pearls and dresses are gone with the new crowd. I don't know what that means. It means the days of decorum, the days of being ladies and gentlemen are gone. Is that what you're saying? I mean, seriously. What is wrong with dressing appropriately? You know, when you go to your job, what do they say to you about your job? You dress for the part you want. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with doing that? But hey, they're in control now. So they get to do anything they want to do. And as they would do, as they continue to do, as they've always done. They are a lawless party. Look at what they're doing now. Look at these. This you got to call it an inquisition. What else are you going to call it? Right? The impeachment inquisition. They're actually locking Republicans out of the room that have a right to be there because they're on the committee, because Schiff doesn't want him in there. He doesn't want him to see what he's doing because they can't win. There's a chapter in my book. They can't win unless they cheat. And you see it over and over and over and over and over again in the party. They can't win unless they cheat. Schiff was interrogating Volcker, and he kept trying to get him to state that what the president did was a quid quo pro. He refused to do it. He said it wasn't true. It wasn't even that he refused to do it. He refused to say something that wasn't real. He kept saying, it's not true. It's not what it was. Schiff said to him, why can't you speak to that, Ambassador? You're a career diplomat. You can understand the enormous leverage that a president would have while withholding military support from an ally, a war with Russia. You can understand just how significant that would be, correct? Volcker tried to go along without actually agreeing. He said, I can understand that that would be significant, he said. Schiff jumped in again and said, well, and when that suspension of aid became known to that country, to Ukraine, it would be all the more weighty to consider what the president had asked him to do. So again, Congressman, I don't believe, Volcker started to say, and again, Schiff stepped on him. It's a pretty straightforward question. I would have said, then shut up and let me answer it. The Ukrainians never knew that the money was being held up for any reason. That simple. They never knew it. But Schiff was a looker. They are so looking to hang him. They're looking for a crack. Okay? I mean, seriously. All right? I mean, this is like Trump turned around, walked into somebody by accident, they fell down, and Schiff wants them up for murder charges. They are out of control. And when Lindsey Graham said, when they were roasting Kavanaugh, when Lindsey Graham said, God forbid you ever get in power again, this is exactly what he was talking about. I mean, seriously, exactly what he was talking about. This is scary. Think about what they're doing and what they're asking for. This is scary. There's no way to clean this up. There's no way to say that these guys want, that the Democrats actually do want what's right for the American people, because they don't. Everything they're working towards is to remove a president that was duly elected by the people of this country. They don't care. Nancy Pelosi, I don't have it up, but Nancy Pelosi basically came out the other day and said, the American people are not going to decide whether we do an impeachment. Really? Didn't the American people decide to send you there? And if the majority of them don't want one, why are you doing it? That comment in that moment shows you what they think of you, what they really think of you. You know, they, again, these double standards. Mulvaney made a statement that all administrations do quid pro quo, and he's right. They all do it. You know, you people that run around and thinking this is a lily white scenario where the United States always does everything above board without trouble, we have killed as many people as some small third world nations. There are people that disappear under our watch on a regular basis, and you know what I mean by that. There's money that disappears on a regular basis. There's drug deals that are made by this government with other governments and other groups to get information to make things happen. It's been going on for decades. Right or wrong, it's been going on for decades. And if you really think that President Obama and Clinton and Bush didn't do these quid, and we saw one from Clinton that was specifically aimed at politics, and you had nothing to say about it, not a word. I mean, here's a president. I love it. I saw a thing tonight that said that there that as far as presidents go, the Republicans have had many more, many more. What do you call it? I don't know, indictments than the Democrats have. Well, of course. You know why? Because all the Democrats do with this Republican president is indict. That's all they do. They go after the president so he can't get anything done or make it so he can't get anything done. So this is hilarious for them to say that, for somebody to even put up that meme, because it's just a joke. When Republicans are in power and they don't have the president, he's a Democrat, that's not the only thing they do. Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, guess who blocked the State Department from trying to look into Hunter Biden's affairs? That's right. Mr. Oblamo. Talk about that inside the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And it turns out we were right. So put that as your context. He's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, seriously, be involved, be engaged. Please, please, please. I mean, get involved in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part. You know, if you head up to the website, we've got a lot of stories up there that we post, and love to know what you think about some of them. You know, if you don't like them, let us know. If you like them, let us know. Also, if you want to give me your email address, we send out one email a week. Not a big deal. Not the end of the world. Right? And, you know, I just want you involved and engaged. Let us know what you like, you don't like. You know, let us know the guests that you want and don't want. So we're doing crazy news right now. I mean, some of these stories that come out, you got to scratch your head and wonder if it isn't a repost from The Onion. Right? I mean, let's go some of the craziest stories. You're watching the Dems. They are supporting or defending Hillary Clinton again because a recent report from the probe, the State Department found that there were 588 violations by 38 people. So back when she was Secretary of State, there were 588 violations how they handled information by 38 different people. And yet she will take responsibility for none of it. Now, last I checked, isn't the boss responsible for what the employees do? Isn't the boss supposed to keep an eye on what's happening? The State Department just concluded its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private server. A report that just came out claimed that there are nearly 600 security incidents that violated agency policies. 38 individuals were found to be culpable for 91 security violations, and they're going to face disciplinary action. Another 497 violations occurred without attribution to the individual responsible. Now, the investigation, it was looking into whether Clinton's use of a private server failed to properly safeguard classified. She shouldn't use one to begin with, but whatever. Clinton had submitted over 30,000 emails for review after the State Department found top-secret content in some of her correspondence. But back in 2016, FBI Director James Comey called the conduct extremely careless, but he wouldn't recommend charges. He said, although there's evidence of a potential violation of statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case, said Comey. I mean, what's really funny about all this is if Comey was an FBI, head of the FBI today, Trump would have already been brought up on charges of eating too much ice cream. Remember the two scoop ordeal or incident? Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors, he said, like the strength of the evidence. And they especially regard intent. Actually, no, they don't. Look, if you go in, even if you go into the bank and you go to rob a bank and you go in there with a rubber gun, and nobody knows it's fake. And you go in there and you rob the bank and you turn around and somebody has a heart attack because they see the gun, they die. You're brought up on you can be brought up on involuntary manslaughter. You had no intent of killing anybody, hurting anybody, or anything else. But you went in with a gun. That means it could happen. You knew that going in, that it could happen. What's the difference between that and this email server? She knew that sending bulky emails to the server, that there would be classified ones in there. There's no way. If she didn't know that, she had no business running for president. She has no business running for dog catcher at that point. In the latest probe, investigators determined that Clinton's conduct represented an increased degree of risk to the State Department, but they emphasized there was no persuasive evidence of systematic, deliberate mishandling. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have intent or neglect. You signed an agreement that you would not take classified information out of there. And not only did she send them to an unserved, unsecure server, but they sent it to, what was his name? Oh, God. You know who I'm talking about. The guy that was sending pictures to 15-year-olds. Remember him? I mean, it was sick. And his wife, thank God, I don't think she's come back to him. He's got a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The decorated federal agent decided to take a flamethrower to the FBI. He's had it. You know, I used to say this all the time. At some point in time, these guys are going to have it with the way they're being thrown under the bus. Seriously, they're going to have it with the way they're being treated, not just by the administration, by the press, and by others. One of the FBI's most high-profile agents, turned whistleblower, took the FBI to task for wasting millions of taxpayer dollars to fight honest agents who call out the crooked bureau. Now, this is a big deal, people. This is somebody from within the Brotherhood. And they're actually not going after the other agents. They're going after the upper echelon. They're going after management. And if there's one, you know as well as I do, there's a lot more than one. Robin Gritz is a retired FBI boss. She's now suing her former employer after losing her job. The cost of telling the truth in the wayward FBI these days, she said. Gritz began tweeting about her struggles with the FBI on Friday, and she said, we have compiled that the string of these epic posts, and she's going to use them when she finally gets to court, because this is all real. This is all stuff that's been going on in the FBI for a while. I told you, I have a family member that works with the FBI. Actually, I have a couple of them, but one in particular. All the way back when they were investigating Hillary, that family member kept telling me that we have her. We have her. It's going to be indictments. And the day there were no indictments, they were floored. Morale took a nosedive. They were floored. Because they knew what took place. They knew what went down. They were part of the investigation. They knew exactly what took place and what went down. So why is there, and it's not a two-tier, I got news for you people, it's a three-tier system for justice in this country. I mean, people like the Clintons, money, power, politics, They're almost untouchable. Some of the tweets she put out there, she said, where are your tax dollars going? Continuous undermining of the president. Congressional harassment and discrimination payoffs, IRS targeting of conservative groups in the pockets of your representatives, all of this should concern you. She said, I'm actually paying for the litigation war. She said that they have waged a major war against me and other hardworking FBI agents, too. Now, if you think about it, if you are an honest agent, you go in there because you believe in justice. You believe that things should be done with integrity and with ethics. And you see it's not going that way. What do you do? Do you just leave? Do you fight it? Do you push back? What do you do? We need to help these people. Somebody needs to, to take a hard look at this. She said some of the FBI agents have been fighting this, legally fighting this, for 10 to 15 years. She's been at it a little over 7 years. What is this running the taxpayer? They don't care. It's not your money. I mean, it's not their money. It's your money. She says every action they take against me uses your tax dollars. Every day costs them a minimum of almost $500 in back wages for me. Every time they file a frivolous motion to dismiss, hundreds, if not thousands, of your dollars are used. They keep doing this, right? And then what happens is the judge has to take it back. They have to look at it, and it'll take a couple of weeks. It could even take a couple of months. What needs to be exposed, she said, is the money spent by the FBI and not just in settlements, but how much manpower they use to retaliate against you. How much it costs them in legal fees. Right? I mean, All the investigations to do somebody that's invested. There's money going there, too. That investigator has to be paid. And what my family member kept telling me was rank and file is being hurt by this from a morality standpoint. The cost of financially and reputation-wise, she said, of pulling me from my detail. She said, if the agency put me through training and all, it cost them money for all of that. And they pulled me because I'm a person of integrity. Because I called out what they were doing wrong. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. Right? I mean, that's really the only way to do this. You guys have got to get informed. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. And you know, the biggest thing is getting informed, because I got to tell you something. A lot of times, you hear something, you read something, and then you think, this is real, this is true. And you start spewing it all over the place. And about, look, we've all been bit. Then you start spewing it out later on, right? And you find out, maybe you weren't so right. So just do a little bit. Okay? Just do a little bit of homework to help you out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we're talking about the FBI agent that she's starting to spill how much money was being spent on the FBI as a whole, fighting people that were in essence, whistleblowers. In essence. Because they were exposing and letting the powers that be know where there were problems, what the issues were. They were being fired. They were being pushed aside. They were being pulled off of details and pulled on some real garbage stuff. She said the amount of money the government has, it makes it very hard for them to fight because they don't have that extra money sitting around. And they drag it out, and they drag it out, and they drag it out. Right? I mean, a lot of them are retaliated against. You know, they don't join the FBI and the CIA and sit around and do nothing. They want to get involved in the action. Some of the retaliation comes when for a person of integrity is to give a job behind a give a job behind a desk with very little or no work to do. It makes them crazy. She said one friend of hers won his case after 12 years of litigation. What do you think about that? 12 years of litigation. Another agent in New Haven won their case after 5 to 6 years of litigation. And they filed a second lawsuit against that person when they saw they were about ready to win. She is a little over 7 years herself working on one case. This is craziness. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. There's a whole bunch of stories here, but bottom line is they're being harassed for doing a job. They didn't go into the FBI to be, thieves or people of not of integrity. They wanted to do their job. They wanted to do the right thing. And somehow this became a problem. Seriously. It's not fair to them. It's not why they join. Another tidbit of information has been leaked. And I'm loving it now because you know what's happening? Some of these people on the left, not the far left, but they're liberals. They don't like what their party's doing. They don't like what's going on. And they're being pushed too far. Earlier this week, the Washington Post confirmed that the Obama administration deliberately, the Washington Post, they are not, you with me here? They are not a friend of Republicans. We know this. Just look at how they write and what they write. But the WAPO, as they're referred to, confirmed that the Obama administration deliberately ignored a corruption warning raised in 2015 by top State Department officials. Right? They couldn't be bothered with it. Why? Because they knew it had to do with Biden. They knew it. Anyhow. And it was brought forward by George Kent, someone at the State Department. And specifically, it was towards Hunter Biden's involvement with Burisma. Now, Burisma had, long before Biden's came along, they had been known for their corruption. They had been known for buying off, legislators from across the world. Buying off diplomats from across the world. This was just their MO every time their name came up. The report revealed that the Obama administration allowed Hunter Biden to hold his board position at Burisma, even though they knew that his involvement with the company was corrupt. They knew it was. A career State Department official overseeing Ukraine policy told congressional investigators that he had raised concerns in early 2015 about then-Vice President Joe Biden's son, as it pertained to him serving on the board of a Ukraine energy company. He was turned away by a Biden staffer. Now, George Kent, a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, he testified that he worried that Hunter Biden's position at the firm would complicate efforts by U.S. diplomats to convey to Ukraine officials the importance of avoiding conflicts of interest. They didn't care. It was going to be a waste of time anyhow. This guy was going to get anywhere with them. Kent said he had concerns that the Ukrainian officials would view Hunter Biden as a conduit for currying influence with his father. But when Kent raised the issue at Biden's office, they told him to go pound sand. God, he was told the vice president didn't have the bandwidth to deal with this. Right? And not only on top of that, remember, Joe Biden says he never knew about his son's business affairs. Now, the Washington Post had previously reported that there had been discussions about Biden's advisors about whether his son's Ukraine work would be a problem. One former advisor had been concerned enough to mention it to Biden, but the conversation was brief, and Biden basically waved him off, said, don't worry about it. Now, this came up in the impeachment hearings. Did you hear about it? Did it hit any of the mainstream media? Did any of this hit, you know, think about this. Now you have somebody who said, no. We were worried about this back in 2015, long before President Trump got in office. So before he even came on the scene, so to speak, they were worried about this. Now, NBC News said that during his nearly 10 hours of testimony, Kent also told members of Congress that their staff at Burisma, the energy company where Hunter Biden was a board member, was corrupt. They knew it was corrupt. They kept telling people it was. But according to a separate person who was present in the room, Kent said that he told the Obama administration that they would not hold on, they would not hold an event with Burisma because of the company's extensive corruption in the Ukraine. So they wouldn't even put on an event there where Burisma is one of the sponsors. You know, it seems like the deeper we get into this Biden-Ukraine scandal, you see how corrupt these people really are. And listen, it doesn't stop there. You know it. You know, recently there was another story that flew by at 100 miles an hour. It reported that Biden, allegedly received over $700,000 in payments from a capital management firm called Rosemont Seneca Bowl. Very close partners with a Chinese investment firm and has ties to the Bank of China. See, you look at this, any of these things, any one of these things by itself would have been grounds to impeach, tar and feather, and hang a Republican. No question about it. Now, there was a whole bunch of media reports that came around that said Hunter Biden was receiving about $50,000 a month for his work on the board, right? At the Ukrainian. No, that wasn't true. When you actually look at the records, right, the $50,000 isn't true. It's actually, ready for this one? It averaged closer to $150,000 a month. The smallest payment they ever saw was $10,000, but the average was closer to $150,000. That's a heck of a lot of money for somebody who has a month, not a year, not a 3-year contract, not a 2-year contract, not even a half a year. A month. Come on, envision it. Aren't these the same people? They keep telling us how, you know, the rich get richer under Trump. You don't think, if they consider somebody who makes $200,000 a year rich, and they do, they'll tell you, I think it's $250,000. So let's say I got it wrong, $250,000. Well, if you're making $250,000 a year, you're rich. What does $150,000 a month make you? What is $50,000 a month? How do they feel about that? I love this stuff. I love it because it catches them in the act. And I don't think I have time to pull this one off. Oh, God bless. I love to leave you on a crazy story at the end of the day. Especially to kind of finish off the weekend. Born a woman, this ex-transgender now lives as a genderless alien. You know, the left does not want to deal with the true issues behind this. And sadly, in most cases, without counseling and help, they get worse. If you want to know what that's all about, hey, listen, I'm going to put this, I'll put this story up on the website, therealside.com. But really, ultimately, you got to pay attention, people. You got to really do your research. Don't blow something off. It's no big deal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless you. Thanks for being with me today. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, check out the website for stations, times, and more information about me and the show, The Real Side. Have a great weekend.